Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're kind of recapping as we finish up this series through Philippians that we've called Joyride. We're recapping some of the messages that were preached across LifePoint this week. We're focusing in today on Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Let me read this passage, and then we'll work through it together. Philippians 4, 8 says this: "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." I think this is a fascinating passage for Paul to really end on or come to a conclusion with. And one of the things that he's inviting us to do is consider what we intake in our lives. We talked about it this way on a Sunday at LifePoint Worthington. I threw out a question that was odd, but intentionally odd, so that it would stick with us and kind of invite us to come back and rethink over and over and over again. The question was this: what broth are you cooking in? What broth are you cooking in? And what I meant by that is, if you look at the course of any single person, look at the course of your own life, we can immediately identify that there are so many things that have formed us into the person we are. And it's not just like past tense things, it's current things that are shaping us. And so sociologists will talk about like our family of origin, right? Where we come from has an enormous influence on who we are. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be exactly like your parents, you're going to be exactly like your grandparents, but there are elements that have been nurtured into us by virtue of how we grew up. It shapes us. Our experiences shape who we are. Our success, failure, suffering that we've encountered in this life, probably one of the things that shapes us most, right? Our experiences shape who we are. It's going to be the reason why some of us lean into some particular challenge and others of us shy away, because we've gone through that before or haven't encountered it before and we're more or less timid about it. Our experiences shaped us. And these first two elements, I think by and large, we're not really in control of, right? Like, you're not in control of the family you grew up with. You're not always in control of what you encounter, what you experience in this life. But this third category, and I think this is what Paul is particularly talking about, is our intake. What we focus on, what we bring and give our mind, our focus and attention to. It's really interesting. About 2 years ago, the Cleveland Clinic up just north of us wrote in a series of articles on mental health and the types of podcasts that people listen to. And one of the things they were looking at is this cultural fascination with the genre called true crime, right? And essentially, it is people retelling real stories of crime that has happened, unsolved murders, things like that. And it's not just that it was a, growing trend. It is a genre that has exploded in the popular imagination. Look at all the top shows on Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, Apple TV. Most of them revolve around this genre of true crime. We are giving our time and attention and our focus to retelling and meditating on these nightmarish type stories. Well, they also found at the Cleveland Clinic that at the same time these really hit the popular imagination, we also started to see a spike in reported anxiety among millennials, Gen Z, really the folks that were starting to listen to a lot of these stories. And one psychologist had this to say. She said, "When you're constantly consuming stories that reveal the worst parts of humanity, you start to doubt the humanity of everybody around you. You may find yourself worrying whether the person you're chatting with at the grocery store isn't actually as nice as they seem. And when you start wondering and asking yourself questions like, what if they have bodies in their basement? It probably means you need to take a step back and consider your intake." What they found is that the same people who reported they were listening, watching, reading these true crime stories were also the ones leading the charts in their reported anxiety and stress level. Why? Because what they were taking in has shaped them, is producing something inside of them. We know this to be true. What we expose ourselves has an enormous influence on us right now. I mean, this is really a huge part of our national conversation right now, isn't it? Both sides of the political aisle accuse the others of just absorbing mindlessly talking points that they've heard from the other side, taking in a not so subtle agenda that is shaping how they think about the world and the political issues that kind of dominate our world right now. It's what you listen to, what you expose yourself to, the intake that is shaping. That's what we're talking about. And so when I asked the question on Sunday, what broth are you cooking in? What I was getting at is this question of like, hey, what shapes us is not just things that have happened in the past. It's things we encounter right now. We are right now in the process of becoming what we will eventually be. We are growing. We are being formed. It's not a question of if I'm being formed, but what is forming me? So I threw it out. What broth are you cooking in? And I think this passage really invites us to consider what ingredients and seasoning we're bringing into our life, to borrow on that metaphor. What are we marinating in? What broth are you cooking in? You know, Paul is ending here because he is very concerned about our inner world. He's concerned not just on what we go out and do that people can see us engaged in, but he's concerned about the why behind it. What is happening? What is shaping? What we're giving ourselves to? And I think it invites us to take a moment with a pretty honest conversation, to have an inventory of our lives. Or if you were to pause for a moment and ask yourself honestly, what are you in the course of this week? What are you giving your mind and attention to? What shows are you watching? What are you listening to? What are the podcasts you're listening to? What are the news hosts, the sound bites that you're listening to? What are you reading? And how might these things be shaping you? Imagine if you were to write out that list, there'd be some things you'd be perfectly fine with someone else seeing that list or coming across that list. There'd be other things that you know you might need a little bit of a disclaimer. And then there's things you may not want anybody to know at all. Right? The problem that we encounter is that we begin to season ourselves by adding all of these different ingredients into the broth that we are cooking in. The question that I think we're invited to with this passage is to say, hey, these are the ingredients I currently have. How does this match up to what Paul says in verse 8? My bringing things into my life that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise. And what's very interesting and maybe most challenging is Paul doesn't say, hey, every now and then think about these things. No, he's saying, give your attention, give your focus, give your mind to these things. Carve out what does not fit the grid. And I think it leads us to a really important question. Maybe what needs to be carved out of my life as I pursue following Jesus today? And this is the question I want to leave you with on the Drivecast. For any more context or a longer conversation, you can check out the message we did on Sunday. But here's the question that I want to leave you with. And I want to give you some space to pray about this, because there's no way that I can answer this question for you. As you look back over the course of just the last week, honestly, be brave and courageous enough to engage this question. What are you giving your mind to? What are you giving your attention to? What are you giving your focus to? And how does it match this grid that Paul lays out for us in verse 8. You may need to pause. You may need to stop what you're doing and just get out a sheet of paper and start writing down a little bit as you prayerfully reflect over your life, asking God what needs to be cut out because it doesn't fit what you've laid out for me in your word. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.